This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Healthcare workers on the front line of the coronavirus pandemic are confronting a disease they're only beginning to understand and suffering they often can't alleviate. That as they work long hours and put their health and their family's health at risk. It's been well documented that those stressors can have a significant effect on people in the medical field. Dr. Beth Lown is Chief Medical Officer of the Schwartz Center for Compassionate Healthcare in Boston.
I think what I'm most concerned about is the psychological distress that is so prevalent amongst healthcare workers right now, particularly those who are caring for patients in ICUs and emergency rooms on the COVID wards.
The Schwartz Center offers seminars and support services focused on the human side of healthcare. One of those programs is known as Schwartz Rounds. It's a twist on Grand Rounds, where doctors put their heads together to talk about the best way to treat somebody medically. In Schwartz Rounds, healthcare workers discuss the emotional aspects of treating people.
Front and center is how these issues affect us as caregivers. And we call anyone who's involved in patient care, it doesn't matter your role or responsibility, we call everyone who touches the care of a patient or family member or caregiver. So these are different kinds of rounds. Their purpose is to create safe space, to share our experiences, our vulnerabilities, and our emotions.
We spoke with Lown and with Dr. Tracy Deckert. Deckert is a trauma surgeon at Boston Medical Center who oversaw a COVID intensive care unit for 2 months. Dr. Lown told us about the toll the pandemic is taking on the mental health of medical personnel.
We're seeing tremendous anxiety, symptoms of depression. There is this phenomenon that experts in traumatology have described where at the beginning there's a heroic and a sort of a honeymoon phase where people do rush forward to want to help, and we certainly have seen that. But then the longer the disaster persists, people over the course of time will start to become demoralized, disillusioned, even despairing. And I fear that we will have a pandemic of mental health issues and crises, including risk for suicide and PTSD.
Dr. Deckert, all of that sounds so daunting and overwhelming. I wonder how you react to that.
It's amazing. We haven't met, but yet she describes everything perfectly. Having been seeing the sickest of the patients because I was in the ICU, I think that does make it harder, maybe because you didn't see as many people recover and go home. So I do think it's not yet all been processed.
Tell us about that kind of arc. You seem to take solace in what Dr. Lown was saying there about how initially you kind of run toward the front line and there's an adrenaline rush that you're professionally and emotionally prepared for. How did you experience that? And then what happened?
Yeah, I think that's really true. It's different though this time where, you know, I was in the Boston Marathon bombing and that was a similar in the beginning, but then that kind of ended.
You were part of the medical team. You had to amputate the legs of one of the marathon survivors.
Yes. That was tough at that time as well, but it had an end to it. And it wasn't also so pervasive in the sense of our personal lives weren't affected as well the way it is now, where the things that do bring you joy or relief or try to keep you well, some of those you can't be doing, or you can't connect with family, or there's things that are very different about this pandemic than other difficult times that we've seen in the past in our fields.
Dr. Lown, the fact that there is so much unknown about COVID-19 and its trajectory and who's going to live and who's going to die, because there are surprises on both counts, what does that mean for the healthcare workers like Dr. Deckert?
I think it makes people feel a little bit de-skilled. I remember talking to a palliative care physician colleague who said one of the things she's most proud of is her ability to prognosticate and to communicate that in a caring and compassionate way with family members. And that just was completely impossible because of the uncertainty. No one could really predict who was going to survive and who was not.
Dr. Deckert, can you relate to that?
Yes, for sure. We trained for so many years trying to become skilled. And then in time, you feel pretty good about what you know and what you're doing. And then this disease comes along. Although parts of it were very familiar, you know, you're having a pneumonia from this, and we've seen other pneumonias, or we've seen lung disease similar to what you have with COVID. But there are parts of it that are very different and new. And so as you're caring for the patients, you're kind of figuring that out as you go. So that feels uncomfortable for us because it's not how we trained and not how we practice.
How, Dr. Deckert, is it different now than it was, say, 1 month ago or the month before? How is it now for you to practice?
It feels as if we're doing our more normal work. I'm doing traumas and the ICU, but I'm not so much with COVID. But it just feels as if there's this huge weight right above our heads, and it's just going to come down at any moment. The joy in work isn't there right now for me. And I think it's because I haven't sort of dealt with it all. And then feeling like as if it's imminently coming back.
What's your fear if it does come back?
I think we all sort of say the same thing. We're like, we can't do that again. But we'd have to. I mean, who else would take care of those patients? In some ways, I guess it's easier because we know more now about the disease and how it works than we did before. And we revved up and surged, and we'd be better at it this time because we had done it once before. But the other part wouldn't be easier as far as seeing people die from the disease. So I guess things like a Schwartz rounds or finding ways to help us as the, you know, the caregivers are pretty essential, because I do worry that staff will possibly leave medicine. I know some people already have. They just said, I'm good, and they left, and they're not practicing anymore.
And I would think, Dr. Lown, aside from the direct impact on healthcare providers, can't this psychological distress ultimately affect the quality of care of those who do stay in this line of work?
There's no question about that. We know that burnout is correlated with mistakes, medical errors. I have to say, we're seeing some of what Dr. Deckert is describing, people leaving the profession. I think it's going to be difficult to attract people to the healthcare professions if we don't somehow provide extra support.
Dr. Beth Lown is Chief Medical Officer for the Schwartz Center for Compassionate Healthcare, and Dr. Tracy Deckert is trauma surgeon at Boston Medical Center, who oversaw a COVID intensive care unit. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
For more on Dr. Deckert's story, the Schwartz Center's programs, and research into the mental health impact on medical workers, go to WBUR.org.